If he could catch even an extra dozen fish a little earlier each day, maybe he'd have time for a boyfriend. It was while thinking this wry excuse, pulling in his net, that Darren first saw him. Falling backwards onto the deck, Darren nearly lost the net completely. Seeing a head floating in the water was not a calming experience. He slowly stood, wondering what poor soul had drowned out here, only to realize the eyes looking back at him were blinking. "Are you okay?" Darren called. "Are you lost? You're not swimming in that water." The head bobbed higher, revealing the tops of bare shoulders. The man was beautiful, even if Darren had to wonder about his sanity. His skin had a bluish-purple tint to it, so he had to be freezing, but he was still gorgeous, with eyes so dark they looked black, and short black hair plastered to his forehead and around what appeared to be slightly pointed ears. He almost looked like a pixie or an elf or... "Hello?" Darren tried again, before he could allow that thought to enter his mind. Maybe he'd been out here too long on his own and was starting to see things, because he couldn't possibly be looking at a mermaid? Well, merman. The beautiful head dove back under the water, and the next thought Darren had was that whether this was man or sea creature, he might be about to capsize Darren's boat. Only before Darren could think to react or even move, with his hand still clutching his net that was only half pulled up onto the deck, the rest of the net and all the fish in it pushed up as if by itself and spilled at his feet. Darren blinked. The next moment, the man's beautiful face peered at him from over the side of the boat.
Thanks.
Darren dropped his hold on the net, unsure what to do. "You're not gonna drag me to a watery grave now, are you?" The man's, merman's, eyes really were black, with hardly any whites and no discernible pupils. His skin was bluish-purple, his ears were pointed, and when he tilted his head and smiled at Darren, his mouth was full of dangerously sharp teeth. He disappeared beneath the water again. Darren was being toyed with, and soon the merman would capsize his boat. But as he waited, once again that didn't happen. A fish popped up out of the water and landed right in the boat. Then another joined the first, and another— In minutes, Darren had 2 dozen more fish than what had been in his net, and he had to cry out to the water, "Stop! My boat can't take much more. This is plenty." He couldn't be sure if the merman understood him, but the head popped up again with another curious tilt. "This is plenty," Darren said again, gesturing at the fish, and then held out both hands in a stopping gesture. The merman smiled like before, and though his teeth should have made it a frightening image, he was truly stunning. He didn't want to capsize Darren. He was trying to help. Maybe he was why Darren had caught so many fish yesterday. "Thank you," Darren said. He had more than enough to return to shore for the day. He placed a hand on his chest. "Darren." Then he gestured at his guest. The merman's brow scrunched. Why would Darren even think a sea creature could speak, let alone understand, English? He tried again anyway, patting his chest. "Darren." Then he gestured at the merman again. Hands came up to rest on the side of the boat, and Darren could see that the fingers were webbed. The merman used the leverage to lift out of the water enough to press one of his hands to his chest, where Darren could see it.
"Liloki,"
he said. And it was a strange voice, both low and higher pitched at once, that Darren imagined could be understood even underwater. "Liloki," Darren repeated. "Kind of makes me think of Lilo and Stitch," he chuckled.
"Lilo,"
Liloki nodded, patting his chest again, as if to say Darren could call him that, or it was a nickname he was already used to. "Lilo," Darren said.
"Darren," Lilo said back to him.
"Thank you for the fish," Darren said again, pointing at the catch. Lilo smiled wider, so Darren thought he understood. "I wish there was something I could give you." He motioned like before from himself to Lilo, hoping it conveyed what he meant. Lilo tilted his head once more, but not as if he didn't understand, more like he was thinking. After a moment, he waved Darren closer. Darren obliged. The beautiful merman hadn't tried to do anything bad to him so far, so Darren went right up and crouched at the edge of the boat. A bluish-purple tentacle rose over the side, and Darren was so startled he nearly fell back like when he'd first seen Lilo in the water. He froze, understanding that this was a part of Lilo, and that he maybe wasn't exactly a merman.